Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15, tropics are quiet, weather's going to cool off by the end of the week. We're very lucky and we're very blessed, so even though it hasn't rained since August 29th, no measurable rainfall, we'll take it. Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us now, President of Jefferson Parish. How are you doing, Madam President?
I'm doing, it's a beautiful morning. Great. Thank
it
you,
is.
Tommy.
And, yeah. Boy, if you had been given this deal going into hurricane season, you'd have jumped right on it, huh?
This was like, yeah, this is like home run so far, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Still a little bit, but I look every morning. And
me too.
We're always in the world of hurricanes. We look at the website every morning, so, yeah, it's been good. It's been very
good for us.
I take
it 10 days at a time, so I figure this will put us through September, what, 32nd? No, just kidding. But in early October, and then,
exactly.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then the sun tilts, yeah. We're in the fall now and all that stuff. Let's talk about flood insurance in Jefferson Parish. What's going on?
Yeah, we really had some great news. That's something that we've been working on for quite a few years. You know, we're all part of the National Flood Insurance Program, and there's something called a community rating system, which is kind of a voluntary thing that communities can do who are in the National Flood Insurance Program to demonstrate that we're doing the right things for floodplain management. And you get points for it, and there's a rating system. And with every with the rating system, our policyholders get reductions in their premium. So the big news for us, and it really is great news for us, it came with a lot of hard work. Maggie Talley is our floodplain management director. I have to give her a lot of, you know, she's the leader in this. But we went from a class 5, which is 25% reduction in your premium, to a class 3, which is 35% reduction in your premium. So that's really good. We're the first one in Louisiana to do it, and it's a portion of 1%. I mean, I didn't believe, you know, I always heard, I've been working for Jefferson Parish for a long time, and it might have been 5 years ago when I actually looked at the spreadsheet, and I'm like, no, guys, like, we're really up there. Like we're, you know, if you score on the ACT, we're like scoring like a 23 or 24. That's how good we are. So we're really proud and proud. I'm so proud of so many of our departments who work to get us over this big finish line.
For those that don't know, top score in the ACT is?
I think it's 25, right?
Yeah, I don't
after
know.
I said that, I'm like, I think it's a 25. Yeah, so my point is,
a 23.
Get up there. It's very, very, I'll put it this way. We're a class 3. There's 1,700 communities that participate in the program. We're in a group now that'll be 11 communities in a class 3. There's only 10 communities in a class 2, and there's only 2 communities in a class 1. So when I say, you know, our team really, you know, we're really at the top, and I'm just so very proud of them. But for our policyholders, it's more money in the bank. So that's what everybody loves.
What'd you score in the ACT?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember, Tommy, I really don't. But I think I was only like a 20, if I said it, I might be lying and I might be overinflating myself, but I was not a good standard test taker. So
I had a 24.
That's good.
Well, no, but that was like a cumulative total of 3 tries.
Okay.
It added up to 24.
24 is very impressive.
Yes, after 3 tries. Tell me about community rating system, because what can you do? I always was under the impression there was nothing to be done about flood insurance, and you gave credit to that person. What did they do? How did Jefferson Parish lower the rates?
So it's a lot of things. So one of the things that we get credit for, but it was, you know, from the state, is the state, and we should all be proud to live in Louisiana, we updated our residential code. So we're under what is a 2021 International Residential Code. And that is just, you know, acknowledging that where we live, we need to build our environment differently. We need to build our environment, in a more resilient way. And we adopted those codes, so we get credit for things like that. You hear the word being tossed around, base flood elevation. So base flood elevation, it's on your paperwork for your property and everything. That is the storm, that's the 1% chance of happening. That's where the flood waters would be at your house. And when we build now, we make you build 1 or 2 feet above the base flood elevation. So it's those kind of things. It's called freeboarding, where we're going to give you even, we're going to require you, give yourself even more buffer. Or we get credit because we have a lot of open space on the West Bank. We'll get credit for that. We get credit for having a watershed management plan and trying to keep our water quality up. Or we'll get credit for communicating to the public and telling them about the risks of flooding and doing outreach. All these different ways. I think there's 19 different ways you can try to get points and credits. And, you know, we've done a lot of that to get to the class three level. And it takes a lot of departments. It's not just floodplain, but it's zoning and our building departments, our building code. It's our public information, emergency management systems, planning, so many emergency management, engineering, so many departments play a role in this. And we're really very proud of it.
Does everybody benefit, even though some have taken?
Everybody who has a flood insurance plan with the NFIP in unincorporated Jefferson Parish benefits.
Even though they may not have taken any mitigation measures.
Even though they have not taken any mitigation measures personally around their own house.
Right.
If they have an NFIP policy, they're going to see the benefits on their premium. And also,
that's
look,
awesome.
Some of our other communities in Jefferson Parish also participate. So, Gretna and Kenner, Harahan, Westwego, a lot of our communities participate, which is an incredible thing because, many, many communities across the country don't choose to participate. So, in Jefferson Parish, we believe in the program. We can see the benefits of it. And more importantly, our policyholders are able to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To get the discount for the public things that we're doing.
Do people have to apply for this or anything,
no.
Or automatically comes off?
They'll automatically see it on their premium, their NFIP
awesome.
Premium. Yes.
What else
yes.
is going on in Jefferson Parish? We haven't spoken in a while.
I know we haven't spoken in a while. So we have this big initiative to improve our water and sewer. It's probably the biggest initiative during my term as parish president is updating and modernizing our water and sewer program. So many of our residents are getting the new automated meter readers, which is great. I mean, the bad thing is the bad thing for people is you're going to have an accurate water bill. So
the
many
truth
people's
hurts.
Bills are going to go. Yes, it's yeah. that, but the good thing is you're going to be able to get real time information about your exact daily water usage. If you have a leak, how much, what you're using for what time of the day, and then managing your payment as well. So when we have new bills that are going out, definitely a higher level looking bill. It'll have a pie chart that'll show you what part of your bill goes to sewer or garbage pickup or mosquito fee control. But also in November, we're going to have a new app where you're really going to be able to have the real time data if you have your new water reader meter in, and we're about 14% of the way getting through the parish on those installations.
So. 36, everybody texts me, is the top score for the ACT, so there
oh,
you go.
Okay, yeah.
Even after three tries, I still didn't get close to that. Somebody wants to know about River, yeah, but you're a smart lady. Somebody wants to know about River Ridge, including a new class for flood insurance or not?
Yes, unincorporated Jefferson Parish, and that includes River Ridge. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And Harahan?
Not Harahan, no. Harahan is his own city. They manage their own. Gretna, Kenner, Westwego, you know, Grand Isle, Lafitte are all their own.
But it seems like this is a big macro Jefferson Parish thing. Why would they be excluded, or do you know?
You know, it's that's the way we're situated as a parish, Tommy. You know, if you look at the different cities, the six different cities we have in Jefferson Parish, some of them have their own water system. Some of them use our water system. Some of them have their own garbage pickup. Some of them, you know, use ours. So that's, you know, what it is. And then for flood insurance, for some reason, you know, we get the policies. We probably get the policy on the people that we that manage the drainage, maybe. I'm not really sure, but it's separated by our community.
And code, too,
perhaps?
They are
a separate community. I'm sorry?
The code, too, perhaps? What?
Yeah, the building code is definitely separate. So, you know, if you get a permit in Jefferson Parish to build, if you're unincorporated, you come to us in Jefferson Parish. And if you're in one of the our communities, one of our cities, you go to that government. So that's probably a big reason for it as well.
Only a minute or two left here. What would you like to get done in your final term?
So there's so much. We want to finish all the big water and sewer infrastructures, but we're really finding ourselves into something, and it's really happening well on the sports tourism front. And I want to build as much as we can on that. You know, we have this great baseball field on the West Bank, mm-hmm. on the Ilario Sports Field. We're calling it Bayou Nation. Let me tell you, Tommy, I did a walkthrough about 2 weeks ago. They're already booked out tournaments for next year that are we haven't even opened the place yet, and it's already the hot place to be. So we're really, really excited about that. And look, you know, we're stuck in Jefferson Parish. We can't expand. I always say we're stuck with the land we have. There's no expansion. So we have to rethink how we grow our economy, and I've been a big advocate. It's about sports tourism, guys, and our government can have a part in that. You know, we don't have to worry about the private sector and hoping the private sector can come. We can invest in these big sports facilities, and not only is it great for our own kids, and it's part of Recreation Reimagined. I mean, a broader thinking of Recreation Reimagined. But now we're going to put, get national tournaments, and we're going to put heads in beds in hotels. We're going to have people shopping. We're going to have people in our restaurants, and it's going to really grow our economy. The pickleball complex that we do, Councilman Bonanno has been a real leader in that, looking to, you know, add pickleball courts because people love to travel who play pickleball. And what we do is we bring the New Orleans city on that tour. For national, for the national event. So we think we have the space to do that in Jefferson Parish. It does not compete with New Orleans tourism. We complement each other on that. So it's something that I really want to try to really push in the next 2 years.
How's your pickleball game?
It's okay. It's always okay. I get better, but it's not. I'm never where I want to be. Any pickleball player will tell you that, Tommy.
When you're ready to get deprogrammed, let me know, and I'll send the people over.
Yes, I do
Thank
need deprogramming. Thank you.
Cynthia Lee Sheng, President of Jefferson Parish, 826 Traffic, WWL. 8:46, 14 till 9, quickly to Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana political analyst. How you doing, Clancy?
I'm well, Tommy. I hope you are as well.
I am. Less than 3 weeks from the mayoral race, from the council races. Do we know anything new?
Well, we're actually days away from that race because early voting begins this Saturday, September 27th.
There you go.
So
that's why we have you on, Clancy, because you know that stuff.
And, you know, recent history tells us that early voting comprises anywhere from 20 to 30% of the total votes cast, and it tends to be the chronic voters. It tends to be, especially in Orleans Parish, slightly higher turnout proportionately among African American voters. That's not a prediction. It's just what we've seen as a trend in the past, and it would not surprise me for that trend to continue. The big question in my mind and a lot of people's minds who follow politics locally is what kind of turnout will we see? You know, in the last mayoral election, when Mayor Cantrell was running for re-election, we had one of the lowest turnouts in the last 100 years. It was really disappointing, but I think people, as they say in politics, they were voting with their feet, as in staying away from the polls, and because of a lack of interest or a lack of enthusiasm for the choices. The mayor had basically token opposition. If you recall, qualifying back then, this was in 2021, was about a month after Hurricane Ida. Mm. And, you know, there was a measure of satisfaction with the mayor at qualifying time in August. But after Hurricane Ida, that's when her level of voter satisfaction or voter approval, as the pollsters call it, began to decline. And it has declined steadily ever since. And I said at the time, if qualifying had been, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks after Hurricane Ida, she probably would have drawn one or more major opponents. But, you know, it is what it is. Timing is a lot. Timing and money are keys to success in politics. And, of course, a certain amount of luck. And in this case, she was, in that case, I should say, she was fortunate that qualifying was when it was. But that's all in the rearview mirror now. We're looking at a race where the incumbent is term limited. She cannot run. And you've got three major challengers against each other, not challenges to the to LaToya Cantrell, but three major candidates who are well-funded and fairly well-known, and it's down to them, and as well as about a dozen others who are on the ballot but who have not had the resources to get their names out there.
Refresh my memory, if you would. What happened after Ida? What did the mayor do with Ida?
Well, the city just basically ground to a halt. It was people were trapped in their homes without air conditioning, without power for a while. That was not a reflection on the mayor, but what really happened that got people upset was the lack of trash collection. You know, garbage sat on the street. That's when we really started having problems. That's when we went from 2 days a week to 1 day a week, or in some cases, no days a week for weeks on end. And we had traffic lights that were out for, you know, people expected some, you know, discomfort and some interruption. That's always the case. But there were traffic lights that stayed out for months and months on end. And, you know, just things that the city stopped functioning. And there's been an increasing level of dysfunction since then.
Tell me about the likelihood that the leader, the front runner, wins outright, or will we have a runoff?
Well, I don't like to make predictions, and I'm not going to do it now, but I don't mind talking about likelihoods. I would say if there were a morning line right now, Helena Moreno would be a favorite, but it really depends on turnout. The polls at this point, you know, they only suggest where people were, you know, a few weeks ago, going back to 6 months ago. Now is what really matters. Woody Allen famously said that showing up is 90% of life. Well, in politics, showing up is 100% of it, because if you don't show up and vote, it doesn't matter what you think or who you support. It only matters that you show up and vote. So up until now, it's all been driven by the candidates and their consultants starting this week. I think most people are sort of turning off to the messages. They've either made up their minds or they haven't. And people now should be thinking about, what am I doing Saturday? Can I go out and vote? Do I have time to vote? Or next week? Because early voting starts this Saturday, the 27th. There's no early voting on Sunday, the 28th, but then early voting then continues all of next week, Monday through Friday, and through next Saturday, which is October 4th. And that's the way it typically runs in Louisiana. Early voting starts 2 weeks before the election, which in this case is a Saturday, this coming Saturday, September 27th, and it ends at 6 o'clock 1 week before the election. And again, I would like to see a healthy turnout, and I would love for it to be a substantial part of the votes cast, because that shows high voter interest. My expectation, this is not a prediction, that is that turnout overall between early voting and election day voting, and of course there's some mail balloting as well for people who are senior citizens like me, although I tend to I vote in person, but I'm eligible. Mm-hmm. Anybody over 65 is eligible under Louisiana law to get a mail ballot, but you have to ask for it and sign up for it. And but I think the voter turnout on election day, it would not surprise me if it was somewhere around 40%, which would be healthy, kind of what it's been. 45 would be much better. And you know, I would love to see it top 50%. That would be one of the highest percentage turnouts we've had in the last 20 years.
Which is in of itself sad. Real quick, I want to ask you about early voting and changing the nature of campaigning. Has it changed it where you don't save any powder till right before the election and you fire your cannon before early voting starts, if you got anything?
Absolutely. It definitely has done that. We tend to see attacks come out. In the old days, before early voting, people would generally be positive about themselves, go negative maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and then finish positive in the last week to 10 days. Now, all bets are off. It's kind of, if you're going to attack, you just attack up until the last minute and try to get voters focused on turning out. But I think right now, the attacks that might stick, and I don't know if how many of them have stuck, but attacks that are going to stick should have come out by now. And if a candidate hasn't, if a candidate's waiting until now to mount an attack, I think voters are focusing now on whether they're going to vote early or vote on election day, because I think voters at this point, you look at what, this is one thing that the polls do show us, the three front runners are about as well known as you can get, or as well known as they are going to get, and that's all the information that voters need or want to decide. So I think what candidates are doing or should be doing this week is reminding people to vote, identifying who their voters are, and there's research that research tools that allow them to do that, to identify their voters and get the word out to them to make sure you vote, because it's all about turnout from this point on.
Do they give rides to early voting or not?
I'm sorry?
Do candidates arrange for rides for early voting or not?
I think they can. You know, you have to be careful because there are laws about, you know, doing things like that. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I'm not as familiar with them as I used to be. So I don't want to. But I think it is allowed. You know,
you got to get the vote out is what I'm thinking.
But, yeah, I don't know if candidates provide it or if, say, some, you know, sometimes like churches and nonprofits can do that to assist elderly voters and voters without transportation. Yeah, there are ways that you can legally help voters get to the polls. I'll say
Thank you, Clancy. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time, as always. Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana Political Analyst, 855, quickly to traffic, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.